Blog Talk Radio.
My God, I can't believe it. I got in. All these times I've been trying to get through to my recording slot, it has been impossible. And finally, I can't believe it. And I'm not prepared. I forgot what I was going to say. Well, that's life, I suppose. Anything can happen. But hello, hello, hello. This is Helena Steiner-Hornstein. And I'm with you again. This is so great. And I've heard many of you have been kind of disappointed that I had those announced podcasts and you couldn't get in. You couldn't be there with me at the same time. But you know, you can listen to these podcasts anytime. Unfortunately, I can only do them when I have kind of reserved my time. It's my time. I don't always have the time to keep on doing, you know, my slots. I'm booked. I have other things to do. So that's why it has been kind of long between the episodes now. But I'm here. And I have to recall, what are we going to talk about today? And I'm seeing it. What are we all looking for? I changed the title, actually. I had a different title, but it's the same point of view that I'm going to give you. And I changed the title because I felt that once I looked at that title, it said 7 ways to be happy or something. I don't remember what it was, kind of. But I don't like this when you have to have a limitation of any kind. 5 points, 10 steps, 5 ways. That's not me. I am living in a kind of lack of limitation world. A world of imagination, a world of possibilities. And that's why I want to see open pages and open doors all around me. Not just 5 steps, not the 12 steps to be here and there. It's a very, very good guidance, yes. And of course, I think we should all go that way and be organized. So what is it what we all are looking for? It depends who you are. If you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're a teenager, or if you are an aspiring 30-year-old who stands there before a new career. It depends, again, what is of the biggest value to you. There was a guy called Aristotle. He lived about 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years ago, even before Christ, so to speak. He was this Greek philosopher, and he was very much into facts and systems and how things should be looked at. But he said one thing, that happiness was the biggest thing about us. Because without happiness, you cannot reach your full potential. So evidently, he felt that he knew this out of his own experience, because everything is basically through your own experience. This is how you really, really find out. So according to him, happiness was a result of achieving something, but through your own life's work. The result of all the good things you had put in, into keeping your body healthy, for instance, how you kept up your finances for a good life. Yes, that made you happy. And how you picked up new knowledge again. To have knowledge creates a happiness. And also, when you nurture friendships, there was something he brought up. When you nurture friendships, that is also a very, very good way to happiness. Friendships are extremely important. I must say, for me, friendships have been extremely important through the years. And I've been surprised how good friends people can be. Even strangers can show you moments of friendships just on the way when you meet them, without knowing that they're actually showing me a lot of friendships, just how they want to help, how they want to be there for a stranger. I meet this so much in my life. It's extraordinary how it exists. Of course, there's a lot of badness out there. You know that. I mean, just look at my websites when they were hacked by those horrible people from Pakistan. Doesn't mean that all people from Pakistan are like that. No. But, of course, we have those people out there who cannot live according to the decent rules, but we shall not allow them to take over our lives. So what is it what we really are looking for then? Is it friendships or finance, good finances? Well, it is to keep a balance in your life. I would put balance as the big thing. I would even call God balance, to put everything right again, to make things in balance. It doesn't mean you favor one side or the other, but through the power of the highest good, things come into balance again. So I believe this is how we actually should live, to be in balance. When your body is in balance, you're well. When your thoughts are in balance, you think straight. And this is how it is. I had to say, for the ones who are new listening to me, I'm kind of known for being a little bit unfiltered. I say what I feel like. But what I say is actually what I have experienced out there in life for myself. And when I say that those people are not good, but they don't dominate our world. They don't. Even if we see that a world is run with an energy of the dark, I say that, and I mean that, it doesn't mean that this is a dark world. No. And I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to, if you're driving a car, maybe you should drive to the side a little bit, because I'm going to tell you who you really are. So if you kind of calm down and close your eyes almost, and you imagine yourself under a big, big sky. It's like a dome around you, a big, big dark sky. But this dark sky is just the black drop of all these points of light. Big globes of light sometimes, big or small balls of light, all these stars all over the sky. This is your universe. And all these points of light everywhere. And they're so close together, all of them. And they light, they sparkle, they shine. And these are suns and moons and stars and planets and systems of clusters of sparkling stars again. Yes, this is your universe. And now you can imagine it's like clocks are ringing, because this is just from the stars. And suddenly, you see an arrow fly across the sky, and the arrow suddenly stops in front of a little, little dot up in the sky. And you hear that big, godly voice saying, this is your planet Earth. This is where you are right now. And you look at this planet Earth again. And one thing hits you. It's light. Everything is brilliant, bright light. It's not that big out in this big sky, but it's bright light. And you are a little dot in that bright light, meaning you shine. Yes, you are light. And this is what we are meant to continue to be, light. This is your birthright to continue to shine, because you actually live in a world of light. And here we sit on this earth and sometimes decide, what is possible out there in this big universe? We decide that we are the only ones. Can you imagine? I think that's quite funny. How can we sit here and decide where you have life out in this big universe? There has been life there like forever, as you have had on this planet Earth. And I truly believe that here on this planet Earth, there has been life like us, long, 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 long before we realized there was life here at all. Because we live at the time when we are using the science of our time. And we judge everything after that measurement. So open up your mind. The number one thing is to be part of this light is to open your mind. Light requires open doors, open windows. Light to come into your room. And of course, we can make it simple. You just turn on the light. That is your decision and that's your choice. Turn on the light. Like that, and just decide, yes, I like to be in the light. It makes you full of happiness, full of joy, gives you much more full of possibilities on the whole. So stop thinking about it when someone else says, oh no, that's not possible. Oh no, we can't do that. We are so much into the habit of thinking in a limitation. One thing that holds us back is fear. Each time you notice that fear is holding you back, decide now who you are. You are a child of that light. What is the light? That's the balance, that's the God light. And this is who you are. The Old Testament says so many good things, like you were created in the image of God. We people created that imagination. A group of men did that a long time ago, said God is a man up in the heavens. God is an energy of light. Of love and light. And once we put that first in our life, then you know. So much easier to live and to accept what is going on in this dark, well, shall I call it on this dark planet Earth? But it isn't a dark planet Earth. It's just that some people try to create darkness and say it. That it's a dark world. It's not. The majority of life here is good. Some people create it into a world of darkness. But why should we have that? Why don't we create a world of love and light and joy? Joy is so important to experience that. Even your body is made to enjoy joy. I see You know, I can see the organs intuitively. And when someone doesn't have joy in their life, what is missing? A good liver. Your liver is very, very dependent on being in balance. And this is what I see many times. It's just with people who are in a bad mood all the time. Their liver is not in order. Yes, liver is getting worse with bad food and bad drink. But actually, the stress factor was there first. The lack of joy and love and light was there first in your life. And that is the one that makes the liver so bad in your body. And it sends that energy of not being in balance to your heart. You experience heart problems. To your pancreas, you experience new problems with your digestion. You can even turn diabetic once your pancreas is affected by this stress energy that comes from the liver. This is how I see that it works. I'm not a medical doctor, but even medical doctors listen to this with interest. They cannot prove anything contrary to this. So there we go. We are extraordinary people. So another thing that we have to do to have this balance in our life and the happiness is to face our reality. What are we doing? What is it in my life that makes me feel not one of this world, not one of this society, or anything, that you're just an outcast? What is it? What is it that you may do wrong? Or is it that it's maybe that you are in the wrong place? Sometimes we can be in the wrong place. We are not suitable for a particular place. Then we have to make that big choice to move away, to move out, to start off somewhere else. So position yourself and face your truth. Very good point. Should be written down. And I have done this several times in my life. I have positioned myself. I have seen my face, my truth. And I said, I have to get out of here. I have to move away. I have to change something. And I know the price of that. It's not easy. No, it can be actually extremely hard. But we have choices all the time. So accept your truth and know that it's up to you what's going to be in your life. Because everything is about balance. Again, think about your cosmic position out there. You are surrounded by light. You are in the light. You have to be in harmony with this light around you to be in harmony yourself. Does that make sense? I'm sure it does. So, do you feel left out? Well, it's easy, as I said, by your face, your truth, that you might feel left out. But you will never feel left out with the light unless you actually don't support it. If you decide to stay in the darkness and stay in fear, you will feel lonely. But once you are with the light is so accepting. It allows you to come in as long as you decide that, yes, I want to be in the light. I have those who come to me and said, how do I find the light? And I said, be like a child. Just decide now, you place yourself like in a bubble of light and let it come into you, or in a ray of light, and allow this ray of light to go all the way up in the sky and connect with that big, big source of light, the Father, Mother, God energy, and let that energy shine over you. Imagine it. Accept it. And if you say, well, it doesn't work, you decide. Be like a child again. You say this to a child. Oh, yes. Imagine you stand in a beautiful ray of light. And the child says, okay. Oh, that's good. The child always does this. They believe you. And they just decide, oh, I like this. And now they kind of hop away and say, oh, yes, I'm in light. But this is how I've seen it with children. I practice it on my own family. And it has worked each single time with boys and girls. There is no difference. Sometimes I put my pets, I have no pets anymore. I move around too much. But when I have my pets, I put them in the light too, and they liked it. And I notice when people have sessions with me over the telephone or online, they always say that their pets are coming up to them and want to be with them, because the energy of being in the light is noticeable also to animals around us. And if you have babies in the same room, they usually never cry when we do the light, because it's an energy that spreads out very, very easily and very, very quickly. So again, balance in your life. Have you asked yourself, how did you get to this point? Who are you really? Put a value on yourself. And now put yourself back on that star or on that planet called planet Earth. Or you can put yourself on a star somewhere out in the universe and turn this star into your star, your very, very private star, just for you. And you can return, you can visit this star up in the sky in your meditations again and again, and start to experience that light that shines through you. Yes, there are black holes in the universe. Don't fall into that one. Stay on the star, stay on the planet, stay on one of those little balls out in the universe. It's better for you. You have more fun that way. It's important that you have the right friends around you. If you are surrounded by friends who are negative and only see the darkness of things, and they like to follow those organizations or whatever it could be, those places that only represent the darkness, leave them. Do. You are much better on your own. It's hard to believe that in the beginning, but yes, this is actually a big, big truth. And begin to meet other people who speak the language of the light. And those people you will run into automatically when you start to charge yourself with the light. Everything is so easy. I had the best friend, a really good friend. And she always was seeking the light. And she said that she could only find it when she was with me. Her husband was also a good friend of mine. And we used to meet a lot. And then he died. And no one could understand why. He was like so healthy. And this independent woman before suddenly broke up. She couldn't handle living with him, without him anymore. He had been her light. Yes, he had been there advising her, supporting her, loving her, working with her. They had a good life together. And now he was suddenly gone. Her light went out with him. I tried to bring her back. It was just she had decided not to shine. She just didn't want to live anymore. And when you are that way, you do fade away. And she did fade up. She said to me, I don't want to wake up in the morning. I don't want to live without him anymore. So this is what I mean to make the false sources of light in your life. Yes, he was in the light. He was a great person. And so she was. So was she. But she made him her God, her shining light. Instead of being part of the light, the big source of light for herself. So, yes, my friend died very quickly after he had passed on. And you see this with couples quite often, that they were so close together when they both were well and happy and everything else, and then one of them dies suddenly. Well, of course, death is usually always unexpected, even if you expect it. In this case, it was totally unexpected. And then she saw her life as not worthwhile living anymore. And I'm saying, you were born to live here on this earth. Of course, your life is worth living. I have a newsletter. And it's actually pretty good. I give you thoughts of mine. I'm sharing my thoughts. I'm sharing information. I'm sharing knowledge. And I think you should have it. It's for free. And I don't sell you anything else through those newsletters. I just send out newsletters. I might announce in my newsletters certain things. I sell my books, not through my newsletter. I announce that I have books. That's the only thing I'm selling. I never share my list with anyone else. And that is a promise. I don't do that. And you have no idea how many people want to have my lists. But they are locked up in a vault. No one can get to them, except for that connected with my newsletter. When the time of sending out counts, then they get my newsletter. And it's very easy to get my newsletters. You go to one of my websites. I think it's actually www.bodysoulconnection.com. And there you can sign up for my newsletter. Just the first name and email address. Nothing else is necessary. You can also get my meditations as downloads for your telephone on my websites. The other website is findingyourinnerlight.com. Again, www.findingyourinnerlight.com. And my email is activeail, like it sounds, ACTIV for Victor, ALE, activeail@gmail.com, or Dr. Helena, Dr. Helena, info, short for information, @yahoo.com. Keep in touch with me, not only to complain. I mean that because I heard that these last few days, oh, I cannot listen to your recordings. I cannot even get in because this happened to you too. But it's like a Russian roulette, evidently. It should be that way because Blog Talk Radio is the biggest provider in this field in the world, I think, and was also the first one, I think. But so many of us have been with them for 10, 15 years. I don't know if they were here even 20 years ago. And we called it a radio show at that time. So then it's become more and more popular. So that is what we are about. I think also now that we have talked about keeping in balance, and you can only be in balance if you are the true you. You are not living in the shadow or not necessarily shadow, but in the light to someone else. You have your own light. You have your own angels. Yes, you all have angels. All you have to do is to believe in them. Learn the language of the angels. What is that? Well, it's an intuitive skill that we all have. And all you have to do is just put yourself in the light and just call them in. There are big angels, but there are all these little small angels. Sometimes when I have to sleep in hotel rooms that have bad energy, I actually have to do this little procedure in the evening that I put myself in the light and I bring in those little angels and just put them everywhere in the corners first and then in between the corners. And it's actually, I can feel that energy around me. It's very bright and light and friendly. And then you also sleep so much better in those places. So try it sometime. And you can do that as long as you have an open mind. So keep on positioning yourself in your life to a place where you feel in balance. Stop any kind of bad behavior from you and bad behavior from other people, because they send out all that bad energy around them. That means also follow the positive leadership wherever you are. Follow those who talk about the light and who exude the light. This is a feeling you have, because once you think and act and speak out with light in your heart, your life will turn out a little bit differently. And it says in the Bible, you are the light of the world. Yes, you are the light of the world. Jesus said again and again, I am the light. This is the way. He actually meant everyone out there, because he also said, you can do what I do. But you will not hear that in any church, because I said that in a church and they corrected me and said, you can't say that. And when I said, but it's written in the Bible, and they told me, yes, you must not say it anyway. It confuses people. This is our world. You can shine if you really, really want to. So we are going to do a little meditation like I always do at the end of my little podcasts, little programs. And of course, in the meantime, read my books. If you want really quick and easy read, you buy Constant Awakening. The print, the letters, the font is actually quite large. I did that just to make it a thicker book, because I said to myself, I don't have too much said in this book. And someone said, oh no, you say plenty. you have just focused it, you've just concentrated it into shorter sentences. It's so easy to read, so easy to understand. Make that your first book, Constant Awakening. Then once you have opened up for that, by the white light, a limitless reality. You have that also in Swedish. And you can buy it anywhere where you sell books. In Stockholm, people can get it at the academic bookstore. If they don't have it at the time, just order it. Or you can get it through all the internet booksellers. I don't think that the smaller bookstores have it or want to sell it because they might have to get through, the internet, I mean, through the computer to get it. So that is what it is. What are we all looking for? A good life, balance, and good health in our life. That is what I'm going to tell you today. Let's do a little meditation. You relax. You close your eyes. And you take a deep, deep breath. I am of the light. I am a spiritual being. I was born that way. I was born in the light. I was born to shine. This is a physical truth. I was born in the light. And you take another big breath. And you relax even more. You find yourself far, far away on this planet Earth. And you are right now on an island, far, far away in the South Pacific. And you feel so relaxed and so in harmony. Yes, yes, I am a shining light. I am a spiritual being. I am of the light. And now, suddenly, you are aware of this big, big sky up and big, big starlit sky up above you. And each star is twinkling and shining. You feel the peace above you. You so much want to be part of this peace above you. I am of the light. I feel the light. I shine. And now, suddenly, you see one of the stars up in the sky is beginning to twinkle and twinkling and twinkle. And it's like it wants to speak to you. And you focus on that star and give all your attention to that star. And suddenly you feel the energy of that star in your chest area. It's like an awakening. And that feeling of light in your chest area is spreading out inside of your body. Throws out all darkness. And now you look up and communicate with the star again, and it sends you down another impulse of light. And you inhale that light, and you feel how it spreads all around you and connects with the light within you. You are now a ray of light. Now you are, I am the light. Yes, you are truly, I am the light. Feel that light. You're very, very close to the whole universe at this very moment. You feel so strong. You feel so energized. You feel all is well within your body because the light has thrown it out. That is not of the light. The light has thrown out the darkness that you didn't know how to call, that it that doesn't belong. Because it is of the darkness, you throw that it away of dark and you replace it with a new it. And that it is in capital letters and that it is it, the light. Yes, that is the same word for different meanings. And once you decide that you're going to take the good meaning of the it word, you're going to take the meaning of that word and accept that it is light. Now, you are strong. You are shining. It's like you're feeling you could fly. And now you do fly. You are free. Completely, completely free. You are free to do good. You are free to be of the highest good. You are free to be, I am the light. When you are of the light, you are there to shine your love all over this world. And now you feel you are in the light and you shine so strongly. Your light is strong. You want to share your good light and you send it out in the world. You want to share this light with those in the world who need more light. You send it to places where absolutely the light will do so much good. You send those big, big rivers of light to those countries, one country at a time. And then your ray of light has grown into very, very wide and powerful light. And you send it to the whole earth at the same time. You are, I am the light. Yes, you are the one to send light. You are the communicator of the light. This will begin to turn you into a shining light on this earth. You are now in balance within you. You are now in balance and you experience good health from now on. You will see that the knowledge of how to live a good life will open up before you and you will lead automatically into a new healthy lifestyle. Now you will reach your potential. Yes, you will reach your potential. without any fear in your mind. You give thanks. You give big, big thanks to this moment and to this power of the light is your very, very best friend from now on. Let your light shine. Thank you so very much for listening in today. This is Helena Steiner-Holstein. And I see you soon. I see you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Or, of course, go to my websites again, findingyourinnerlight.com, www.findingyourinnerlight.com, www.bodysoulconnection.com. Email drhelenainfo@yahoo.com and activeile@gmail.com. Thank you so very much, all of you. Have a wonderful continuation of this week. Thank you. Bye-bye.